Blog Talk Radio.
Come.
increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase. Just touch two people, say increase. Increase, touch somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Countries, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be coming up shortly, but we got to give God some praise, ladies and gentlemen. I believe everybody on the planet needs prayer. There's not too many people won't agree with that one, I don't think, today. Thank you so much. This is prayer time. Yes, 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 yes. You need to pray for each other. Pray for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you today. We're so excited. A few quick announcements. Hey, you should be tweeting out this number right now, 347-843-4559. Tweet it out. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Nextdoor.com, WebTalk.com. Put it out there. The number, 347-843-4559. Somebody's going to get blessed tonight. Yeah. There is blessings in the prayer. Amen. I can guarantee you when Bishop prays, Dr. Crenshaw prays, something happens in the atmosphere for you. So we're so excited about you being with us today as well. Also, too, I want to let you know we'll be opening up the lines for you as well. Later on, just hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue if you have a prayer request or comment later on. We'll open up the lines for you as well. In addition to that, we're going to be reading a portion of scripture tonight. Psalms 91. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter. I'll be reading Psalms 91 verses 1 through 7 in a few seconds here. But let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for those who are just joining us all across the network. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. To the words of the Lord. Psalms 91, 1 through 7. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, yes, my fortress, yes, my God, yes, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, ladies and gentlemen. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day. Let me read that one again. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrows that flieth by day. Amen. Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse 7, ladies and gentlemen, of Psalms 91, last verse here. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Psalms 91, verses 1 through 7. Give the Lord a hand up the praise. Yeah. Thank the Lord. Yes, yes, you can't praise him enough, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot praise God enough for all the good things he is doing even right now. Well, thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in your spirit, in your heart, wherever you're at right now, if you're not driving, put your hands together for the man of God, Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Praise God. We thank God tonight as we begin to pray. We will be praying for the young people that's going back to school, all the children that's going back to school. We'll be praying for their safety. We'll be praying for their knowledge of that God will, and by listening, protect them from all danger. Even as they go to school, they travel to school, they travel from school, they are even in the classroom, and protect them from all danger that can be around them. Protect them from all dangers, all evil. And God, and we pray tonight for every family member. We pray tonight for everyone that have a child that's in school, in college. We pray for your strength in God, that God will strengthen you and he will lead you each and every day as you pray for your family as they go to school and come back home, as they travel on the way to school, that vehicle that they're in will be protected by the angels of God. And we pray tonight that you be encouraged and hold fast to the word of God, although the pandemic is still around. Let us trust in the Almighty God in spite of what it looks like. Let us prepare ourselves spiritually. Let us prepare ourselves naturally. Let us be informed and let us take a note and let us pay attention to our surroundings, pay attention to the things that are happening, pay attention as we pray for safety, as we pray for the mind of the people, oh God. We pray for the mind that those that have mental illness, we pray that God will test their mind, will test their loved ones, and give them strength and encourage their heart. And we pray tonight for each and everyone tonight. We pray, God, that God will move on your behalf and God will bless you in this season like never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, the weapons of our warfare are not calm, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pour into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. You have given your angel charge over us. We thank you for your protection for every individual. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they are. We thank you tonight, God, as you touch each teacher. God, we thank you as you touch each instructor, as you catch each individual that's working in the school system. Let your angels and careful about them, God. Let your angels direct them in the name of Jesus. God, that our children will go to school and they will return home safely. Not only will they go to school, that they will comprehend their learning abilities will be exalted higher. They will learn, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you have not given them a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for love being spread abroad. We thank you for the love of God casting out all fear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every demonic power, every human force, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, tonight as you direct the school bus route, as you protect them, God, as your angels encamp about them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that each parent, as they carry that child to school, that there'll be no accidents, God. There will be no harm come to them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the atmosphere be a safe environment. Let that place of school be a safe environment. Let the place of where they learn be a safe environment. Let their home be a safe environment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, protect their minds. Father God, oh God, I'm going to show you. God, we give you glory, we give you praise. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We, God, you be glorified as you touch every child. God, you meet every need in their lives. God, use somebody, God, that reach out with love, reach out with compassion. Father, we give you praise for it tonight. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus, God, for every parent. We thank you tonight as you move on their lives, as you move in their lives, as you move in their home, God. You make a way out of no way, God. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. God, that there will be no child left behind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you move on their behalf. God, you open that door. You meet every need in the name of Jesus. As you touch the school system, God, as you touch the principal, God, as you touch the government, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the government, God, in the name of Jesus, the law enforcement, God, we pray tonight, God, for every counselor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over the children, God. We plead the blood over their families, God. We plead the blood, God, even to the food that they eat will be nurtured to their body, be healthy to their body. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God. We thank you, God, that there will be no child going home hungry, will go to school hungry. There will be no child in life or in need, God, that you will supply all needs, because now to him who was able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. And Father, we give you thanks tonight. We thank you in advance. We give you glory in advance. We praise you in advance. We thank you, God, even as they go to school and as they graduate, let them be able to get a job, Father. Let them be able to have a job in the name of Jesus. If you make them an entrepreneur, God, whatever way you desire, Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way in their lives. God, we glorify you for it, Jesus. Lord, don't let them be afraid to take a chance, God. Don't let them be afraid, to God, to speak up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to speak the truth, God, to hold on to righteousness, God. And most of all, God, let us people stand for you in our lives, God. Let us have a hunger for you and a thirst for righteousness as never before. God, we ask you to look on America, Lord. We need you in our lives, God. We need you in the school system, Lord. We need you in the government, God. We need you in the city, God. We need you in the White House, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, change some of these laws, God. In the name of Jesus, by you to somebody, God, in those offices that they are in. Father God, you're able, God. We know you're able. There's nothing too hard for you, God. We know, God, that you will meet every need of every child, Lord. You will meet every need of the parents, oh Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight, Lord. Let us get a rest in you, Lord. Let the parents rest in you, God. Let the children rest in you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight, God. God, and you have sent your angels, God. You have dispatched your angels, God, from the east, the west, the north, the south. You have the dispatch lanes of God, in the government system, in the school system, in the home, oh God. You have dispatch angels, oh Lord. No evil shall come near us what we do. No plague shall be able to take us, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray against every spirit of demonic forces. We pray against every spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, against every disease, because we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer. We know that you are a keeper. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think to ask. And Father God, we thank you tonight. We glorify you for your goodness. We praise you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood against diseases. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of his Father, God. We plead the blood tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, heal those that are sick, those that are afflicted. Father God, we pray to God. We pray for that child tonight, Lord. We thank you for that healing even now. We give the glory for it. We praise you. And we call it so even now in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. And we thank you. It is so, and it is done, God. We glorify you for every miracle that you've already performed, the one that you're going to perform. And we thank you for your protection angel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for you, praying for your family, praying for your neighbor, praying for our city, ladies and gentlemen, our county, our state, and federal, ladies and gentlemen, and all around the world. Bishops is praying for you right now, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for being with us tonight on Prayer Time, Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. At this time, I want to go right to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God tonight for that prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw. Praise the Lord. I just want to encourage everybody that's listening tonight. We know that, praise God, as Bishop was praying tonight, that we're still in the midst of what society is calling a pandemic. Praise God. So we want to encourage all of us that are out there as we continue to pray against this spirit. As Elder Kevin read the scripture tonight, praise God, in the 91st division of Psalm, we just need to quote that scripture over our families, of our homes, of our children, as we go back to school, that the Lord will protect them against this spirit, this demon of COVID-19, and the spirit of the Lord and the angels of the Lord will cover them and cover even ourselves as we walk in wisdom and do those things that are necessary to take care of our bodies and making sure that we're doing those things that we know that can help us to be strong and build up and continue to build up our immune system. Most of all, we need to pray and continue to pray in the realm of the spirit. I'm reminded of the scripture in Philippians, I believe it is the 4th chapter, praise God, that talks about the word of the Lord tells us in the NIV version. It says, do not be anxious, do not be anxious. I was so blessed of the Lord to be ministered to with this scripture. Even on last week, this word of the Lord just came forth so powerfully. Praise the Lord. Do not be anxious for anything. Praise God. The King James Version said, tells us to be not careful for anything. Praise God. Be careful. Praise God. And NIV, as I said before, it says, do not be anxious. Don't be anxious. Anxious is a spirit of anxiety. Anxiety is linked to the spirit of fear. As Bishop has said tonight, Lord is not given a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. So when you think about that scripture, it's very powerful. It's very, very powerful. It says don't be anxious about anything. Praise God. That's almost, in our natural mind, seems almost impossible. But it says everything through prayer and supplication, make your requests. I mean, when you wake up in the morning, praise God, just begin to talk to God and make your request known unto him. Praise God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord said, I'm going to raise up a standard against him. When the enemy tries to come to bring discouragement in your mind, praise God, I find myself, I refuse to have anxiety. Sometimes you just got to talk to yourself. I refuse to have anxiety. I will rest in the Lord. The Lord said, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, but as the Lord Jesus giveth. He said, praise God, amen, that he leave his peace with us. And he tells us, praise God, that we need to be careful that we fail not to enter into the rest of the Lord. The Lord has granted to us, believers, children of the Most High God, he has granted unto us the spirit of rest. So we have to be careful that we don't come short of the rest of God, because the enemy wants to come to make us anxious. Praise God, that we have a spirit of anxiety, a spirit of worry, and we become fretful and frustrated. All of these spirits are linked to the spirit of fear. So when you feel that spirit coming on and all of the things that we see going on in the world today, we just got to talk to ourselves. Speak the word of God to yourself. I refuse to participate in the spirit of anxiety. Oh, my God, I refuse, amen, to allow the words that come out of my mouth that will validate the spirit of fear and anxiety. I refuse to participate in it, and I accept the peace that God has given unto me, and I choose, it's a choice we make, it's a choice you make, to rest in the Lord. So I encourage you tonight to rest in God. According to the word of the Lord in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, there remaineth a rest. Is sitting there waiting on you, waiting on us. There remaineth a rest for the people of God. And we need to be very careful that we don't come short of entering to the rest that God has given unto the people of God. So be encouraged tonight. Know that the Lord is with you in spite of whatever you're going through. And know that the Lord is going to cover us according to the word of the Lord. Psalms, the 91st chapter, no plague shall come down thy dwelling. Praise God. That God is going to protect us. When the enemy comes in, God is going to raise up a standard against him. We are protected and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Be encouraged tonight. In Jesus' name, God, back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. What a powerful word from Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all took some notes there on that one, ladies and gentlemen. You must make this a high priority in your life, ladies and gentlemen. It's got to be a top action in your life every day. The power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop prayed today for you. So we're so excited. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got to eliminate distractions. You got to know what they are and get rid of them quickly in your life. As Doc mentioned about anxiety, there's no place for it in your life, ladies and gentlemen. It takes away from the true word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. What did the word say? What did the word say about it? Be at peace, right? Doc just said that we must be at peace. Anxiety is the opposite of peace. So we got to be at peace based on what the word of God say, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for his powerful man and woman of God tonight sharing with us the wisdom of God through prayer and the word. Amen. Hey, we're going to go to the phone lines, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to the phone lines for Bishop tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to mention your last four digits of your phone there, unless I know your name by recognizing your phone number. Some of you, I do recognize your phone number. I love it. So thank God for you. But we're going to go to open up the lines now on prayer time. So if you have a prayer or request or comment tonight for Doc or for Bishop tonight, we'd love to have you. All right, our first caller is 8138. 8138, you're live on the air with Bishop. God bless you.
Yeah, I want to thank you, Elder Kevin, Bishop, and Dr. Crenshaw. And most of all, I want to thank God for just the little things. And even though everything that go along in the world, and as me and my wife continue to pray, those things don't affect us, but they are in the world. But God protects us from them. And I want to thank God for my awesome wife who knew I had to go out of town and had a million things on my plate, went to the dump, took trash off the truck, cleaned the swimming pool out, and helped me do the yard work because she knew I had to leave this morning. And I just want to thank God for my awesome wife. Thank you.
Oh, man, thank you so much. What a powerful testimony of working together and teamwork with the husband and wife. I love it. I know Sister Sarah is excited. Sister Sarah, I know you fired up. You on the line with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, Sister Sarah.
Yes, I am excited. I really am excited. Oh, boy. Anytime when prayer is going through, I tell you, the Lord just, that's the time we just need to stop everything and give the Lord where every, all of your attention, every bit of your attention, because he made us to actually praise him. And I'm thanking the Lord tonight. I was praying for just strength as far as me reading the word, just more revelation knowledge. So when I read the word, I may get closer to the Lord, and that is my prayer.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. I love that prayer request from everyone tonight. And I think about, just imagine the word being the big ocean, right? Big old ocean, big old pool. And all you got to do is just jump in. We want you to jump in and be soaked all over in the word. That's what we want for you tonight. Be soaked all in the word. It's like jumping in the pool, right? When you jump in the pool in the deep part, you jump in the deep part. Now, you got to know how to swim, of course. But we want you to jump in the deep part and get all soaked up with the word. So it's all over you every each and every day. So thank God for that opportunity as well. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I want to turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank God for Dr. Crenshaw, the word of exaltation tonight as we hold fast. And I want to pray for the young lady that as we pray, God, we know that you're able. You say the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver us from all our fears. And Father, we thank you, God, that you will open up an understanding of your word as you study your word. And Father, we thank you, God, you are able to do it, and we call it so even now. We thank you, God, as you continue to bless your people everywhere. We magnify your name for all of your goodness, and we thank you, Lord, for your eternal word is everlasting. And we continue to exalt you for all that you have already done as you continue to do great things in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, so excited and proud of you for being with us today. I want you to encourage you to continue to share this out, because somebody's going to be blessed no matter where they're at in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Social media is powerful as we share the right information out there. So we know this is one of those areas that the people need each and every day, need prayer. Some people just need to hear a word from the Lord. And Bishop and Doc gave that to us tonight. So we're very thankful, very honored, and very humbled that they're with us tonight on the network. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. Amen. Praise God. You're good. I want to turn this back over. Bishop will turn this back over for final thoughts there. And then we'll close out. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Praise God. We thank God as we continue to pray, as we continue to hold fast to the word, as we go by day, and giving God thanks for the things that he is doing each moment in our lives. And know that God has favored you in this season that you live in. God has favored your life, your family, your community, your neighborhood, everything that's concerning you. God has given you favor. And give God the glory for it, and thank him. You be blessed. We love you. Continue to pray for everyone. God bless you. Back to you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, we love Bishop and Doc, so y'all better give God some praise. Amen. Amen. Yeah, thank you so much, Bishop and Doc, for being with us tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have an awesome, awesome rest of the evening. We want you to have a powerful and productive week, rest of the week as well. And as Bishop prayed earlier, ladies and gentlemen, love on your children, love on your grandchildren, love on your great-grandchildren if you have those, but bless them. Lay hands on them in the name of Jesus. Cover them in prayer. Let them know how precious and important they are to in the body of Christ and in your family as well. So we thank God for our families all across the globe that love the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, we're going to leave you with this. We got a song from Bobby Mason coming up last week, but I want to leave you with this. Always remember to out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that Jesus is Lord, and we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, and we'll see you next time every Monday evening, 8 p.m., Lord willing, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here with Bishop and Doc to pray for you, pray for your family, and pray for our world. It needs it, ladies and gentlemen. It needs prayer. So thank you so much for your time tonight. God bless everybody. This is Bobby Mason. Pray on. Continue to pray.
The army of Judah was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
A wonderful rest of the evening, and remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you now. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.